Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be first-time listeners, because we get a lot of those, my name is Peter Mingles. I own this whole radio station. It's an internet radio station. We're all over the place. We've been doing this a little bit over 6 years, have about 6,000 different episodes. And for those people that wonder, where did you get Building Fortunes Radio? It started a long time ago because I wanted to shine a spotlight on those entrepreneurs that were doing the right things with many times home-based businesses. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll see a whole bunch of things related to home-based businesses. Well, when I first got started with this, I realized that having a microphone, like having a radio show, would be important to us, as well as websites and classified ad sites and things along that line, to be able to have people find us. But unless you're advertising and promoting your business, it's a little bit like winking in the dark. It's something I heard a long time ago. Nobody knows you're doing it except for you. So when I run across really great people that I think you need to know about, including our guest today on his own radio show, I wanted to make sure that you knew who he was. So we have Jerry Soulier, who runs Soulier Construction. And if you go to SoulierConstruction.com, you'll be able to see the website. And we happen to be hosting that website and building that website, so I have a vested interest in making sure that we can do as many really cool things for Jerry to make sure that he gets the word out there. So we're doing this radio show so you can actually hear a little bit more about who Jerry is and how he's built his business and the people that he's working with and the jobs that he's done. We'll have a series of these as we go through the next couple of weeks and next couple of months as we continue to do this. So if you hear a little bit about this, then you'll know why. It's going to be all over the place. We have our website. We have classified ads that he's going to have ads on his site as well, as far as the jobs that he's done. We're going to have this on our different devices, for all those people that use those smart speakers. We even have a Roku channel that we're building as well. So you'll see a whole bunch of stuff, as well as the stuff we do on the social media stuff and YouTube challenges too. So I wanted to introduce on our very first radio show Jerry Soulier from Soulier Construction, and his name is a little bit of a tongue twister if you're not familiar with it, and I'm still getting used to it as well. It's spelled S-O-U-L-L-I-E-R-E. That's the hard part. So S-O-U-L-L-I-E-R-E, and his last name, that's his last name, and then Construction, of course. And I just want to say, Jerry, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Good evening. Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time and highlighting our company on your project.
I am really looking forward to this for lots of reasons, but also to be able to showcase the people that are listening in a little bit more about your company and the section of the country that you are working in right now. So let's start off with that. Tell people about you and how long you've been running the construction company, or how long you've been in the construction business, and where you are. So we'll get like a thumbnail sketch of a little bit about who you are. So if people are looking for a vendor in your area, they'll know where to go.
Real good. Yeah, we're a medium-sized construction company. We do a lot of remodeling and new home construction. We are in Southeast Michigan. We are located near the I-69 corridor and around the 25 to 30 mile radius from the M-59 north-south corridor off of that. So we typically take full phase construction homes and then also work on our projects of remodeling. Our projects of remodeling do consist of additions and kitchens and bathrooms. So those are our specialties and what we like to focus on.
Now, over here at Building Fortunes Radio, we're down in Florida. So we don't get too much of that white, fluffy stuff that I think
yes.
You guys get. So new home construction probably happens, I guess, all the time. But in Michigan, where you are, I would imagine that some things freeze. So are you? This is December, for those people listening in, December 2019. Are you doing a whole bunch of new construction now, or what's that like over in Michigan today?
most of our new construction that we would be working on at this point would have been started back actually in October, so that we would be into the rough phase and starting the interior of the home through the winter months, as we do have the cold and the freezing outside. Same with our additions. Through the winter months, we do our interior finishes, kitchens, bathrooms, and more remodeling. So we're focused on the bigger projects. We like to get them started in the early spring, you know, get the planning going, and first of the year, you know, get that new idea going. And then as the spring evolves and we do get our thaw, then we're ready to start and get the ball in motion to get a rough frame and structure up through the summer, and then either finish that year or finish through the winter.
Excellent.
Depending
so
on
tell
the
us,
size of the project.
Right, I can imagine. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got started in the construction business and how long you could, your business has been around.
Well, I was in the construction business by my family. My father was in the construction business. He was a building trades teacher for many years, and I was born into it, and then I didn't really feel that I would want to do that forever since I was doing that so much as a young person. And I veered off and went to college for a while for robotics and worked in a factory. I did that for 3 years and said, nope, this is not my thing. And then I went back to my working in construction. I rough framed for 20 years. I did log homes for 7 years. And
wow.
Then in 2006, in 2004, I seen the bubble was going to burst here in the economy. I knew through my experience in construction that when the economy is down and new housing is down, remodeling will pick up. So I left my new construction framing, which was still doing good in 2004, and went to remodeling to get a jump on the economy. So when we started our business in 2004, we were getting a step ahead of the competition, so that we were able to, through the downturn without any really struggles. So it worked out good.
Smart.
So then I started my business in 2004. We've been in business now 15 years. So that has now my wife has joined in, and she takes care of the interior office. We've built up. We have employees in the office now, and we have employees out in the field. So we've built up from still a family-owned and operated business, but taking on and adding to other people's families' growth.
Excellent. And that's, you know, obviously as a company owner, you have the responsibility. It was pretty, you know, that's always a lot of pressure to make sure everybody keeps busy and the plates are spinning and all those types of things. So we really appreciate you doing that, and obviously with your wife helping as well. So what areas of Michigan, I know you told us those areas, but are there any, like, specific counties or specific towns that are, like, the ones that you usually work in, or what's your geographic area?
Our local town is near Romeo, Michigan. We are just north of that, but we work all through Macomb County, Oakland County, Pierre County, St. Clair County. So we run a good 4-county area that we work in.
Okay, so in reference to that, right, so you have the ability to handle multiple jobs at one time because you have a crew. You can do the stuff on the inside of the house during the winter weathers, so there's really no downturn in your business. And then as soon as the ground starts thawing over in Michigan, you guys start breaking ground, I guess. I playfully say that only because I grew up in New York and I lived in Chicago, and I had Michigan as an area that I worked, that I was part of my territory when I was with the direct sales company I was with. And I remember how cold it was in those areas. So I live in Florida now. Yep.
Definitely,
and I love the picture that you have on your website. So if you go to soulierconstruction.com, you'll see one of the pictures of the website. It's one of my favorite pictures. It's a beautiful picture of a home that you did some work on with snow in the background. And it just looks so pretty.
Yes, that was a log home that we did.
Was it? That is
5,000 square foot log home. It had assisted living on the ground level. The people that had owned that had a handicapped child. And I actually came into that project halfway through that project. Their original builder had started the project and swindled off $100,000 from them and left them in a mess like this of the house. When I originally came, it was snowing and the house was only half built. So we took over and we had to rebuild half of it because of poor workmanship and because of the way he left it. And then we did end up getting them to be able to finish the home, even though they had lost so much of their budget. We were able to get them to finish the home and actually move into the home and keep them on budget with what they originally had figured. So we were able to save them that money. Yeah. So it was a great feeling. And they were good people, and they were doing good with their helping of the elderly and their home and their assisted living that they had below them that they were starting out. So we, felt, we should help out the community and help them out too.
Great information. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. We're going to find a little bit more about Jerry and his company. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jerry Soulier. He is the owner of Soulier Construction. If you go to SoulierConstruction.com, you'll be able to see that website and see that picture. If it's the same one that you're looking at, because it will probably change from time to time. I like this one because it's just perfect. But if you go to SoulierConstruction.com, you'll be able to see the website that he posted up there. And I guess, you kind of left us off before the commercial break on something I wanted to expand upon. On this segment of our radio show. And for those people listening in, we'll do more of these with some more of the specifics of some of the things that Jerry has done. But you kind of touched my heart a little bit relative to the story about the log cabin and the way you helped out that other person. I'm always, as a company owner, I sometimes have to pick up the stuff that other people have left behind, because not everybody is treated fairly. And in the construction industry, that's a tough gig. You got to deal with stuff, and it's hard sometimes to pick up the pieces and be able to work with that. So talk to people about why they would want to give you their job first, and how you kind of – what's your philosophy towards customer service, towards promptness, towards attention to detail. And then it was really great that you were able to help that other customer get back on budget and do all the things you did in the middle of probably a horrible situation, and be able to give them a wonderful finished product. So go ahead. Tell us a little bit more about that part of you.
It does work out good. We do pride ourselves in economics in our building. We want to make sure that you get the best value for your dollar. What we look for is return value for the customer. We're looking to build something that is in their vision of a dream, but it has to have value too. So we want to make sure we steer you in that direction to add more value to your home and to your life and what suits you. So different projects require different situations, and we can adapt to all different types. We've done home building. We do some light commercial work. We have, very many men on hand that are skilled in many different trades. So we're able to take on many projects that have different phases and control the quality and the timing, which is a big factor in cost. So in that sense, we're able to do our projects at a good rate and make a good cost savings for the customer, which then in turn makes them value for the homeowner. So that's what we pride ourselves in.
Excellent. So I know if I'm looking for some work done, I would want, you know, before the job is done, you know, the confidence while the job is being done, but also confidence that if something happened, which happens, I mean, I'm sure in the construction business, stuff happens after the job is done. And I want the company to be around to be able to fix the job after the job is done. So what kind of, I know it's a different based on the type of job, but it's kind of neat that you've been doing this for, you know, most of your adult life. You've owned your own company for the last 15 years, and with no plans in sight in, you know, going anywhere, you'll be doing this for the next 15 years probably, if you will, or longer. So tell us a little bit about the, let's call it the guarantee in workmanship, the guarantee in the personal guarantees, kind of like in the pride that you would give in getting it done, knowing that that's helping you get your next business through the referrals that you'll get. So tell us about your guarantees, if you will.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, we absolutely, you know, I've been in business, like I said, for that many years, and where I build my business is with referral work. Probably 65% of our work comes in from referral work from other customers because we stand behind our product. You know, if you have issues, we stand behind that. We come back and we take care of it. We always give a warranty on, you know, products that we put out, the actual labor and the physical products on the jobs. And then I always have the backed-up guarantee of the warranty of the products on hand. So we use quality products and quality people to give that, you know, finish that people are looking for. And then when you stand behind it, you know that you've given them such a quality product. It's very easy to stand behind that where you have just, you know, my next call will be a referral or another job. I get that more times than not. That my next call from that person is not easy for something that is broken, but either a referral or another job. So that's where we really build our business, is in repeat business. And, we, you know, we want to get out there on the internet. We want to show our company and the quality that we can produce. So we have that family feeling and that, you know, make you know that you can feel comfortable that this project is going to complete in a good amount of time. And you're going to be happy at the end with the product that you received.
Absolutely. So I know that's always important for people that are listening in, especially if you're kind of new to the area. You want people that are established, you know, if you're moving in or if you're taking care of family or, and specifically, you know, the special needs like you did with the handicapped people, that you were able to actually develop something or build something out for people that have special needs. Because I'm sure that was a customized job. So you do?
Yeah, we definitely
stuff
do
out of
work
the box
with the ADA. We actually added on in my home in 2015. My mother and father-in-law were unable to stay in their own home anymore and had to make that decision. And unfortunately, they would not have been able to fund any kind of retirement center or, you know, so we had gotten together and, you know, told them that we would add on to our home for them. And we added 1,050 square foot off the end of our home to give them their own home so that they could have their independence still. But we do include a lot of things when we look into something like that. Like they have a shower that's an ADA shower where they have two stations. They can roll in with their walker. It's zero clearance on the entrance. The shower is 5.5 foot by 11. And they can sit down and take a shower in one area. They can stand up and take a shower in another area. And then another person can be in there with them to help them stand there and shower because it's a 5.5 foot deep wide shower and 11 foot deep. So it's a good amount of space. So we're really adapted to the ADA and helping out the special needs. We have a ramp on my house that we had to install. We've done that for many homeowners also, putting in ramps and doing modifications to bathrooms for wheelchair access and different projects. So, and then that, you know, really comes into play, especially into your commercial end too, and to build out some different phases into that also.
Absolutely. Well, great stuff. It's good that you have that level of expertise because that's something that a lot of people will probably don't know and might be making up as they go along, and then they have to go through the learning curves of everything that's not going to work. So I playfully was thinking about that big shower. We have we have a home that has a big shower. It was we wound up moving into a model home when we first came down here in Florida, and the shower is big enough for two people. And I'll tell you, my kids really enjoyed that when they were growing up. So it was a little bit like a It was a little bit like a gym
shower.
Get
them in line and line them up.
Yeah. Oh, I tell
no,
you.
But it, you
Let
know,
me
it's
tell
great
you.
to help, you know, all people. Our biggest thing with our company is, you know, building of people's dreams. You know, I've had customers that, well, we've been planning this for 3 years, you know, and we want it, you know, just this way. And it's all in the planning. The biggest thing I preach is planning and getting everything, I mean, down to the color on the wall picked out before you pound a nail, you know. Everything is out. You know exactly what you're looking at. I even I did a sunroom for a gentleman, and they just could not foresee the sunroom on the back of their home. So I had a gentleman come in, and I gave him a drawing of what I proposed. He came in and took photographs of the home and with a drone, and then he superimposed the sunroom on the back of this home and then turned it into a video. So
oh, wow.
I went to the home, and I said, okay, I know you can't see this, but boom, played the video on this sunroom. There was birds in the back chirping in the video, and it was just a big panoramic view of the house all the way around that, you know, 160 degrees showing the sunroom on their home. And they signed, you know, that day, obviously, because they could see the vision. You know, they could see
Wow. This
is exactly what we were thinking. You know, so there's a lot of different approaches that you have to do to help people, you know, see their dream before you start to make sure that I can build their dream. So I'm working with an engineer right now, and we have a lot of, you know, things that, you know, even down to the soil drainage. We have addendums and drawings, you know, showing where everything goes, just so everything is up front. You know, we both know exactly what to expect in the end, which then in the end makes everybody happy.
Absolutely. Yep, and then being there with the customer service and the attention to detail and all the other sort of stuff keeps the satisfied customer and gets you those referrals. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So for those people that wanted to get in touch with you, I know we have a form on the website. So for those people listening in, if you go to Soulier Construction, Soulliere Construction.com, you'll be able to fill out a form. And we'll, of course, have this radio show on BuildingFortunesRadio.com. So if you go to BuildingFortunesRadio.com/Soulier Construction, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. But if people wanted to get in touch with you, what's usually the best way for them to initiate that contact?
The best way is really to call me on my cell phone at 810-656-2585, as I always have that on and available. But, you know, I always have my email, and at SoulierConstruction.com is always open to look into and see the different photographs and a lot of the different about us on the working side.
Excellent. So his email address is jerry@soulierconstruction.com. So Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, at soulierconstruction.com. You'll be able to go there. And then, of course, there's a form on the website. You can call him on his cell phone. For those people that are grabbing a pen, it's 810-656-2585. Again, that's 810-656-2585. And, of course, for our Building Fortunes radio listening audience, if you know how to get in touch with me, you can always call me because I talk to Jerry all the time. And we'll be able to kind of make sure that we connect you guys to doing some great things. So if you've if you're looking, go check out the website. We're building it as we speak. If you're a customer, fill out the testimonials. That always helps as well. And if you're someone that's looking for work over in those counties that Jerry had mentioned, I remember Lapeer, I remember Oakland, I remember Macomb. And did you say St. Cloud?
St. Clair.
And that's over
Saint
in Michigan. Yep, so that's
definitely
over in Michigan.
Yep.
So for all your construction needs, make sure you check out Jerry. So, Jerry, I'm going to basically leave it up to you. You got about a minute or so if you want to wrap it up. And we're going to do more of these with some specific things. So I'll be able to give you some tips and some ideas specifically of some of the projects he's worked on or will be working on. But I'll let you wrap it up.
Sounds great. Well, real good. I'm glad to be able to get out there to everybody so that we can show them the different projects that we have done and what we can help to do to build their dream project. In the end, you will be a satisfied customer, and I will make sure that we do always stand behind our work. And
excellent.
I really
okay,
appreciate
good.
The time with you, Peter.
Oh, You're welcome. You are welcome. Well, I have a, like we said, we have a vested interest in helping make sure we get the word out, because when there's good people who are doing hard work and they're entrepreneurs and they're family businesses and all that sort of stuff, want to make sure they have the fair and the unfair advantages they truly deserve. They work hard. And you spend more of your time doing the construction than worrying about the website. So we're going to worry about the website for you. We'll catch everybody next time on
Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.